In case you didn't know, Bad Bunny is not a new cartoon character. He's a young Puerto Rican rapper who skyrocketed to international fame online. Now he's released his debut album. NPR's Jasmine Garst has this profile.
Before Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio became a star, he was just a kid growing up in Puerto Rico, whose mom would blast salsa and romantic Latin ballads on weekends.
Sonan los domingos y los sábados que era de limpiar la casa.
On Sundays and Saturdays, when it was time to clean the house, when I heard those records, I knew I would have to at least mop the floor or something.
He says afterwards he'd lock himself in his bedroom and listen to island rappers Daddy Yankee, Tego Calderon, and the godfather of Puerto Rican hip-hop, Vico C. A self-described class clown, Bad Bunny got his moniker from the time he was forced as a child to wear a bunny rabbit costume and was pretty angry about it. The name stuck. In the last year or so, Bad Bunny hopped with ease into the English language market, guest starring on tracks by such rappers as Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Here he is on Cardi's hit song, I Like It. Bad Bunny did this on his own. He started posting music on SoundCloud, singing pretty much only in Spanish. He now has billions of hits on YouTube and several Grammy nominations. Isabella Herrera, a music editor at Remezcla, an online Latin culture magazine, says it's a testament to changing U.S. demographics.
Demographically, this country is Latino, and people are no longer like, we don't understand what that is. We don't understand that this is like, in the Latino world, there's no longer that barrier.
Bad Bunny's success rests on more than his music. In a world of macho rapper caricatures, he boasts about stealing your girl while rocking a gender-bending style, nail polish, flamboyant, colorful jackets, and get-ups that would make David Bowie tip his fedora in admiration.
Simplemente te puedo decir que de chiquito como que no me gustaba seguir la norma, no me gustaba verme igual que se veía lo otro.
I can simply tell you that since I was a kid, I didn't like to look like anyone else.
And he doesn't sound quite like anyone else either. His debut full-length album, called Por Siempre, or Forever, stays true to his trap music roots. Those are those dark, deep beats you're hearing. His low, nasty drawl, his rhythmic, choppy Puerto Rican Spanish dance over them, as in the song ¿Quién tú eres? Or Who Are You? But there's also plenty of experimentation on the album. Folksier guitar, shiny pop, and without a doubt, the influence of his childhood chore time, forced to listen to his mother's romantic music.
No me vuelvas a decir, bebé. Yo no soy tuyo ni de nadie, yo soy solo de mí.
But Solo de Mí, or Only My Own, is a ballad of independence. The accompanying music video was part of a campaign against domestic violence. It features a battered woman singing the words.
Yo no soy tuyo ni de nadie, yo soy solo de mí, y no me vuelvas a decirle. Ya tú lo sabes que yo no estoy ni un poquito pa' ti.
I am not yours, I am no one's. I am only my own. Don't call me baby, because you already know. I'm not here for you, not even a little.
Algo en mí como que, no sé, me gusta siempre ser, inventar algo que llame la atención.
I don't know. I always like to create things that get attention. It used to be a problem when I wasn't famous. Now I can do whatever I want, and people have to accept it.
This from a musician who is able to skip categories with so much ease because he belongs to none. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
No me vuelvas a decir, bebé. Yo no soy tuyo ni de nadie. Yo soy solo de mí. No me vuelvas a decir, bebé. Ya tú lo sabes que yo no estoy ni un poquito pa' ti.
Yeah, a ti. Y nadie te llamó, arranca pa'l carajo. Hoy es noche travesura, hoy es pa' abajo. Quieres vacilar, te tengo un atajo. Son de recetario que un pana me trajo. Yeah, yeah. Yo nunca la dejo caer, hey.